Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today is Russ D. How you doing, man?
Good.
Actually, Pranav, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
You were sort of talking about his Twitter handle there for a second before the show. Anyway, before we take a minute and introduce yourself, and then we'll get going.
Sure. So I'm Pranav Rastogi. I'm part of the Azure HD Insight product team, and HD Insight is our managed Hadoop offering in the cloud. So I'm part of the product team, and I sort of look after our ecosystem of Hadoop.
Cool.
And so today, you know, what I want to talk to you about is a unique experience that we've added.
Okay.
Where I, as a user, you know, want to try out some data ingestion scenario, or want to try out some analysis on top of my data.
Yeah.
Today, so I have to learn up, you know, Hive, Spark, or any of these languages. But we have these like great open source set of tools where people have built up on top of Apache Hadoop and Spark projects, which allow you to sort of, you know, have some visual experience to it. So you can more easily access the data and do some operation on it.
Okay.
So I'm going to show you something how you can easily install these apps and get started with
it. Okay, good. Let's go.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yep. So I'll sort of show you a slide where, you know, on this is what we have as part of our ecosystem.
Uh-huh.
So we have our first-party services, HD Insight, which is our managed Hadoop offering.
Yeah.
And we've enabled these bunch of partners who have their solutions who can work with HD Insight. So that means like, hey, you know, if I want some BI solution on top of HD Insight, I can use like DataMill, for example. And what I'll show you is an HD Insight application platform.
Right.
And so what we've done, you know, it's a very, the problem that we were trying to solve is today, like, how do you discover these applications as a user? Your experiences, like, you'll go to the marketplace or you search on Google and you land up to a solution.
Yeah, is this, so go back a slide for a second. Is this where you say, hey, I have this need for X, right, on top of Hadoop, so I can go to the marketplace and say, you know what, so when I spin up an HD Insight cluster, that cluster comes with, you know, Datamir or, you know, Blue Talon or things like that. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. So
As
when you're spinning up a cluster or your cluster is already up
and
say, hey, my cluster is up. Now I want to add Datamir to it. Like, how do I do it?
How do I do that? Okay.
Yeah. So we've solved that problem of how do you do it.
Sweet. Okay, good.
And so these are the sort of the features that we offer as part of the platform where as a customer, now I have a cluster running. It could be a Hadoop cluster. And I want to do some BI with Datamir. I'm like, okay, I can say, like find Datamir, click, there's a one-click deploy, the Datamir is installed on your machine, and you're good to go.
Oh, wow.
And the beauty of this is Datamir gets installed as an edge node, which sits inside the cluster.
Okay.
That means it sits inside the virtual network where all of the other nodes are there, the head nodes, the worker nodes. Yep. So it has direct access to all the nodes
in
the cluster.
And the head node is aware of this edge node out there that's running Datamir or whatever, right?
Okay. So you don't have to poke any more holes, you don't have to poke any like IP policies that you have to change. It's just the app is just deployed.
Right, okay,
and
cool.
And you can just browse to the application as
Very nice.
And it's reliable. So this is it's months of learnings that we've done over the last 6 months where we had a V1 of this architecture and we worked closely with all these partners and we've improved reliability of the experience. So these clusters come up in a reliable manner. Why don't I show you a demo of this experience?
We like demos.
Yeah. And I have some resources slide at the end of my deck that we can look at. So what I have over here is a Hadoop cluster. It's it's running HDI 3.4, and we've added this new node called the Applications tab.
Oh, okay.
And Applications tab is a tab where, as a user, you can discover all these solutions from the partners. And
so there's no application running yet. It's just a standalone HD Insight cluster.
Correct. Okay. I've already installed Datamir. So, but I'll show you how did I install Datamir.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So if I click Applications, you know, I can click the Add button, and you will see over here that Datamir is listed because Datamir is working with HDI 3.4, and that's why only Datamir is showing up. We are actively working with other partners to sort of enable their solutions as well. And so I'll click Datamir. And I can review their legal terms, like, you know, this is pretty standard text, which I never read.
Like, and no one else reads
it. Nobody else reads. Like, it always reminds me of the South Park episode where they bet on Apple. Like,
that's right.
I say...
Maybe we'll slice that part in right here in your show, just for a reminder.
That's a diagram you don't want to like see in any PowerPoint slide. Like, anyway, so, this is basically like general terms of use for data here and stuff. So I can click Purchase, and I click OK. And I say select, it's gonna go ahead and install Datameed onto the cluster.
Okay.
And so this, the process of installation is where it'll spin up the edge node, install the Datameed libraries, whatever Datameed needs for it to run, and I'll be good to go.
Okay. So just as a quick recap, though, it's only listing Datamirror only because that's the only one so far that works on HCI
3.4.
3.4, okay.
Yeah, so very soon, next couple of months, you'll see us this list.
So when you click on that application, you'll see more listed
there. Right. Okay. Depending on what, some of these solutions are specific to some workloads. So Datameed works on Hadoop. Mm-hmm. There are some solutions like that work on top of Spark.
Hive.
Yep. So depending on what cluster you sort of pick, you'll be sort of geared towards an optimized solutions because you don't want to install a Spark applications on a Hive cluster because that might not make sense, right? And that's the problem with the marketplace model today is like today you can search.
Yep.
But then to stitch the application with the cluster together is hard because then you have to understand, oh man, this app requires Spark, so I have to create a Spark cluster. And then if I spin up the application outside the cluster, then I have to connect the two nodes together because now they're sitting outside two virtual networks. So how do I sort of do that? So we're solving that problem of acquisition for these applications.
Let me go into the cluster and install it from there, right?
Right. Yep. It's a one-click deploy. So when I install it, this is what it looks like. So now I have Datameed installed on my cluster. It shows the app name Datameed status installed. I can SSH to the edge node.
Yep.
This is standard SSH, or I can use a party client as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I can click this web page, which is now an application-specific dashboard. So each application has its own UI on how the application wants to will work. Like so if I click this, then I am basically browsing to a Datameed experience. Now, this is the Datameed product.
Mm-hmm.
So here, all the wiring has been done. Like, the Datameed is running on the edge node. It knows about the storage connection. In this case, I'm using WASP, which is Windows Azure, like, Blob Store as my store. So from a user perspective, everything is wired up. Like, I can sort of now go ahead and start playing around with Datameed.
Okay.
So in this case, I've installed a Hello World example for Datameed, which effectively, sort of tells you what the product is all about. It doesn't do anything fancy, but it sort of tells you that, hey, as a user, now I have this data set that I have where I have a list of names and what cities are they living in. And using the Datameed designer, I can sort of now start doing some basic filtering. So in this case, I am filtering the users who are in the city of Chicago. And I'm using a visual interface to do that filter. Had I not done this, I would have sort of, fallen back to writing some Hive queries and stuff. So all this experience is about, users are at different stages of their maturity and their understanding of the Hadoop ecosystem. So there are developers who love Hive, so they'll sort of write Hive.
Mm-hmm.
But there are this set of users, what we call our BI analysts, who might not know Hive.
Right.
But they know sort of this Excel-like interface on how do you filter on a data set.
Yep.
And that's what sort of Datameed provides. Like, I have a data set, it's running on Hadoop, but I just don't know Hive. I know filtering.
Yeah.
And now I can easily filter the records. And behind the scenes, it's all running on top of Hadoop. So that's the beauty of this ecosystem.
We actually had, and I was just looking this up, earlier this year, Andrew
Burst
and to do a data expose show on Datameed on top of HD Insight.
I see.
So I think what we'll do is we'll link these two shows together to go, hey, if we want more information on Datameed, because it was really good. Right. I can't remember how
long. And you'll see the difference in the experience, right?
Because
I have just shown you like a one-click deploy.
Yeah, he's like, his was more focused on the Datameed side, but he goes, okay, walk him through it. He goes, yeah, I had to, HD Insight cluster, then go manually install all this stuff. And, it was kind of... the whole purpose of, this, while you're talking today, is going, let me show you how easy it is, which is awesome, because, earlier, it's like step, just to get Datameed up and running.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what we have. It's called the Azure HD Insight Application Platform.
Okay.
And it's a way for partners to enable their solutions on top of HT Insight Cluster, and a way for customers to easily connect with these partner solutions.
Are you finding, you know, like looking at that slide with all the, you know, partners, are you finding more and more partners going, oh yeah, this is a great idea?
Yeah, so right? Absolutely. So we launched this in June of 2016, yeah. So it's been just a couple of months. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you can, the aha moment, like, yeah. You know, like, man, I can just like click this and it gets deployed and I'm good to go, is like, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I talked to Andrew and he's like, this just totally makes sense for us because, you know, we're partnering with, you know, a large company, Microsoft,
right,
to help it, right? And so, like, there should be more of these people stepping up, right?
Yep.
So it's good to see that, hey, you know, a lot of these, you know, the Blue Talons and the Trifecta and all that kind of stuff are going out there and going, man, that's an awesome idea.
Yeah, slowly, so you'll start to see this sort of list of partners that show up in this portal experience is going to be much more richer.
Okay.
And this is like the major aspect that I want to talk to you about, the application platform. The other aspect of the application platform is the customizability part of it.
Okay.
So now, like, we have enabled it for the whole world, right? But let's say I am an organization and I have some custom apps, like, for example, Hue,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, Hue is a querying editor that you can write Hive queries and submit jobs as well. And if my organization uses Hue, I can use the application framework to install Hue as an application as well.
Yeah.
And it uses the same architecture where Hue gets installed on the edge node, like everything is wired up and you're sort of good to go. And you can author your custom applications as well. These custom applications won't show up on the marketplace, but you can sort of redistribute it within your old organization as well.
Right, okay.
So it sort of takes away the hassle of, you know, spinning up a node and connecting to the cluster. Because what this architecture gives you is like, hey, I have an edge node now running inside my cluster, so I can do interesting things.
Okay, cool.
So that's a side effect that sort of, you know, organically happened.
Right. Okay. Sweet. Okay.
And I wanted to point you to some resources that I have around this topic, and we can share these as show note links.
We'll put those these links in the description of the show.
And so this is all about, hey, this is the application platform blog post, which is what we sort of talked about.
Okay.
There are some links on how can you author these applications, how do you publish them to the marketplace, and sort of once you publish them, like, it comes to us, then we do a sort of a certification process. So, but the meta point is, like, you know, all talks about this is public, so there's no magic.
Okay.
And we sort of invite everyone who sort of wants to partner with us.
Right.
And if you like this experience, if you think you have something unique in the Apache, like Hadoop and Spark or Big Data ecosystem, then sort of we would love to sort of reach out to you.
Cool. Awesome. Let's go back to the slide one. Just so if they have any questions, they you know, this is how they reach out to you. Is that
that's the best model? Like, yeah. So my Twitter handle is RUSTD.
Yep.
And this is my email address. So I'm more than happy to have folks reach out through any medium.
Awesome. Pranav, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Great information, because it's even over when we had Andrew in March, and it's just awesome to see how the experience has grown and improved in just, 6-7 months.
Right.
This is
great. It's great to see that happen.
Yep. Yeah, we look forward to more stuff. All right, everybody, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.